You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Haukamalum and Squamish speaking peoples. Good morning or afternoon, everyone, and thank you for tuning in and joining me today. I hope you're all having either a lovely start to your day, lovely end to your day. And for those that have never heard my voice before and are tuning in for the first time, hi, I am Rebecca and I am the public affairs intern here at the station. For the next hour, I will be your host. And I've predominantly got music to play for you all today, but I also wanted to speak about the assisted death bill that is happening in the UK. Again, I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but there have been some developments on it since. So this is quite a sensitive and serious topic. So I just want to put a listener discretion out there that if this topic might be distressing or triggering to you, please switch channels or stop listening to this episode. If they're going to harm you or your well-being, you can always tune back in at 1 p.m. for Varian's open mic. So we will be discussing that today, but I also, like I said, have a lot of music to share. And it is, again, a lot of indie rock music and some indie pop. And I have quite a bit of local Canadian music as well, which is always great. So starting us off, we are actually starting with a full set of music from the UK. So the first song is by the band The Raytons. And I believe I actually played some of their stuff like in my very first open mic. But they are a band that was formed back in 2017. And they're only now just starting to get some more recognition in the kind of indie alt genre. So this is off of their latest album that was released this year called Ballad of a Bystander, and it is the song 19 Crimes.
little glass towns. I'll run away cause I can't take the pain. Cause I feel you coursing through my veins. And she don't know me that way. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
welcome back. That was the song New York to LA by the band The Hunna from their 2019 album Dare, and you probably recognize them because I have played them a lot on My Open Mic. They are one of my favourite indie rock bands from England. They're based down in Hertfordshire, which is sort of just north of central London. So very close to actually where I'm from. And just before that, we heard from another band from the UK, from Merseyside, which is way up north. And they were called The K's, and they're also similar to The Raytons, a more up-and-coming alternative indie band. And their debut album actually released earlier this year. And I played one of their songs on it called Chancer in one of my first open mics, which I absolutely love. That has now become one of my favorite songs. But I really liked this one, which I just played for you, called Glass Towns. And just before that, we heard from the UK band The Raytons with their song 19 Crimes off of their album Ballad of a Bystander. Now, coming up next, we have one more set of music before we get into kind of the spoken word part of my open mic, as always. So we now have more of a femcon kind of set. So starting us off, we have the song Lucky Streak by the Vancouver artist Kylie V. And they are a non-binary artist here and first debuted their EP back in 2018 and their first full-length album in 2021. So this is their latest album, Crash Test Plane. And it was actually released earlier this month, so it is very new. And this is the song Lucky Streak. I hope you all enjoy.
I wanna strike a match. I wanna cut it off. I wanna take it back. I wouldn't take you back. Now I'm in the dark by the city hall clock. Special, it can never last. Replay with fire.
reason we should misbehave, and I can tell that you feel it. But ain't it the world to blame that we play these part of games? And I can tell that you feel it. Ooh, I see that you're staring. It's scary, it's piercing my heart. And I know we gotta feel it, but this love will tear us apart. That boy is so beautiful, and I'm torn on the feeling. That boy is so, so beautiful. That boy is so beautiful, and I'm torn, can you see it? 'Cause that boy is so, so beautiful. Your wish is my command when you let me hold your hand, and I can.
Whispering in my ear, don't make me an animal, my dear, my dear. I have a dearth of honest men. You seem to listen when you can, only when you can. I wish I could just win your heart, but your heart wants no real part of what's within. Oh, I'll just pretend it's all okay. If that's a price I gotta pay, oh, I will pay. Binge on you all day, repeat the things you say, 'cause I don't do fine. I don't do fine. I don't do fun. Disappearing in the night, dens of strangers of all kinds, oh please be kind. The thought of you drips through my veins, so I'll work harder to remain in my lane. I wish I could just win your heart, but your heart wants no real part of what's within. Oh, I'll just pretend it's all okay. If that's a price I gotta pay, oh I will pay. I could binge on you all day, repeat the things you say, 'cause I don't do fine.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. You are currently tuned into my open mic. And that song we just heard was called I Don't Do Fun by the Boston-based artist Bex. And that is off of her album Stay Moist. Now, I have always seemed to come back to Bex and her album that I found on the playlist. I think she creates some really unique songs, and there is one song in particular that I have played on my open mic before called Rage in My Veins, and I think that it feels like such a feminist rage song that I keep seeing everywhere on social media. Not particularly that song, but just feminist rage songs. So I would definitely recommend checking her out. And just before that, we heard from the alt pop band from Newfoundland with Violet. They were formed back in 2018, and I've heard that they have some really unique live shows. I can't say I've experienced them myself, but they are just another artist I keep coming back to that I found on the playlist. And this was off of their latest album, Saturday Nights in Your Sunday Best. And the first song we heard was from the Vancouver artist Kylie V with their song Lucky Streak off of their album Crash Test Plane. Now, if you have just tuned in, I'm just going to put out another listener discretion, because the topic that I'm now going to be talking about might be distressing or triggering to you. It's including medical assistance in dying. So listener discretion is advised. Please switch channels or stop listening if this topic is going to harm you or your well-being. You can always tune back in at 1 p.m. for Varian's open mic. So to get into the topic, I spoke briefly about a bill that was published in UK Parliament a couple of weeks ago, and it's called the Assisted Dying Bill. Now, it has been part of a controversial topic that has been debated for a long time on whether assisted dying should be allowed in legislation within the UK. And a lot of the argument for it compares it to Switzerland, who have allowed assisted dying since around the 1940s, because there has been a lot of cases of people leaving the UK and traveling to Switzerland in order to have assisted dying. So because of that, in the UK, there is a strong law that anyone who goes with their loved one or is present during the process will be facing the risk of prosecution and up to 14 years in prison when they return, hence what makes this such a controversial issue. But a new assisted dying bill for England and Wales only, not the whole UK, was published, and it was voted on in the House of Commons on the 29th of November. Now, the actual name of the bill is the Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill. So the current laws in the UK prevent people from asking for medical help to die, and this would allow terminally ill adults expected to die within 6 months to seek help to end their life, but only if two doctors and a high court judge verify that they are eligible and that they have made their decision voluntarily and they have not been coerced in any way. It will require those who apply for it to be above the age of 18 and a resident in England and Wales, and they have to be registered with a GP, which is a general practitioner doctor, for at least 12 months. They will also have to have the mental capacity to make this choice and express a clear, settled, and informed wish free from coercion, pressure at every stage of the process. So this law will also not be a kind of scenario where once you say you want it, that's your decision, you can't change it. It will allow for the individual to change their mind at any time, and they're any time of the process, even if it is right before. And no doctors are going to be obliged to take part in the process if they do not want to either. So if all the criteria and safeguarding is met, the substance to end the life must be self-administered. The law will forbid doctors and others from administering the substance. They may only prepare it or assist the individual in ingesting it. So this bill, it was published by a Labour MP called Kim Leadbeater she said it was in order to help those who are having to suffer harrowing and distressing deaths, both